It's quite clear that the present government's handling of the asylum situation has been disastrously unsuccessful. We now have more asylum seekers coming here than anywhere else in Europe. We have a situation where 4/5 of them are turned down because they are not eligible for asylum. And something has to be done to get control of the situation. Now, we take the view that rather than dispersing asylum seekers in so-called cluster areas to communities like Grimsby and Cleethorpes, which are not really appropriate for them, what we need to do is to set up secure reception centres in old military bases, something like that, and keep them there in comfortable and humane conditions, but nevertheless in secure conditions, so that we can process their claims quickly, and those who are not eligible for asylum can be sent back from where they came. The few who are eligible will of course be then resettled in the community, but there will be far fewer than we have now. Now you have to ask yourself, why is it that people are coming in on roll off ferries in Immingham, as I know myself, I was there a few weeks ago and being told about it, from countries like Belgium and France, which are safe countries where they could claim asylum. It is perfectly obvious that the reason they're coming here is because they perceive that Britain is a soft touch. It shouldn't be a soft touch, it should be a safe haven for those genuinely in need, but not a soft touch. As for the money, well, I think it's a good thing to spend money on, because a lot of people are very concerned about it, but we don't believe that the cost would be anything like as much as the Labour Party likes to make out. The main reason for that is, first of all, we're spending an awful lot of money on these people as it is, and the community. Secondly, the whole purpose of this policy is to deter those who are not eligible from asylum from coming here in the first place, because they will know that when they come, they'll be put in a secure reception centre. If their claim is not well-founded, we'll know where they are, and we'll be able to send them back. What's happening at the moment is they come, their claims are turned down, and they stay. They all know that. That's why they're coming here in the first place. We have got to stop this. Okay. And might I just say one last point? This is something that the Conservative Party takes very seriously, in fact so seriously, that the Shadow Foreign Secretary, Francis Maude, came to Scarthoe this morning to have a look at Springfield Hall and discuss matters with local residents there. And I can tell you, Trona, that the local residents in Scarthoe are very, very unhappy indeed with your policy.
Thank you,
it is indeed.
Yeah. Can I just make a point? Stephen, are you saying that then if you're going to lock up asylum seekers in detention centres, then it would have been all right to lock up Michael Howard or Michael Portillo's parents in those detention centres?
Well, I didn't think they were asylum seekers. They were back a very long time in the past. It's true that they were immigrants from Eastern Europe, their antecedents.
Sure,
however, we had a different immigration policy in those days to the one we have now. The point is that we have an immigration policy which most people in this country agree with, which is to say that we will not have unrestricted immigration into this country. We do have international obligations in relation to asylum, and the Conservative Party is committed to keeping to those obligations. They mean we have to give shelter to those who are genuinely in fear of persecution, in fear of their lives, or torture, or abusive treatment. Well, those people will continue to have shelter. But those who are not eligible, who are therefore illegal immigrants, will not be able to stay here under a Conservative government.